Hello to you. I'm Krishan Saunders at the CNN.com newsroom in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. Down and dirty in the trenches of the presidential battle, a new ad released by the Obama campaign is taking shots at John McCain's stance on the financial crisis. The attack ad points to McCain as being erratic and out of touch with the economy and American families. Now, that ad comes after attacks by Republican VP candidate Sarah Palin. At two campaign events yesterday, she accused Senator Barack Obama of hanging out with domestic terrorists. The man she's referring to spent 10 years as a fugitive, founded a radical group, and once hosted a campaign event for Obama. Obama says the attack is misleading. A CNN fact check finds the two have not had an association for at least 3 years. Both Obama and Palin are on the campaign trail today. Palin in California and Nebraska, Obama in the battleground state of North Carolina. John McCain is taking the day off to prepare for Tuesday's presidential debate, and Joe Biden canceled all public events due to a family illness. Wachovia Bank, right smack dab in the middle of a legal dispute over a proposed merger between the bank and Wells Fargo. A federal judge blocked the buy after another bank, Citigroup, said it already had an exclusive deal in the works. A Wachovia spokesperson says the Wells Fargo deal is best for its shareholders and American taxpayers. Citi and Wachovia must appear before a judge on the case Friday. Recovery efforts around the wreckage of Steve Fawcett's down plane may not resume until summertime. Snow ended the search in the Sierras Friday, and officials don't expect conditions will improve enough for crews to return back this year. Now to the tainted milk crisis in China. Hong Kong authorities say the latest test of recalled Cadbury candy products have tested for high levels of the chemical melamine. Last week, the candy maker recalled all of its Chinese-made candy products after early test results showed traces of the chemical. Melamine, found in Chinese-made milk products, has sickened nearly 53,000 children in China and killed four. Those are the headlines this hour. For more on these stories and other news of the day, CNN is your source. Online, on TV, even when you're on the go.